Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Austin, Texas on Monday, July 8th, 2013. I'm going to be getting the hell out of here sometime this afternoon, flying home to Los Angeles, and I miss you already, Austin. Always have a great time. You know, sidebar, my TV is on, and the sound is down, but I'm watching that movie where Amanda Bynes dresses up as a boy so she can play soccer with the boys. I think it's called I'm with the Boys. Don't bother contacting the corrections department about what the real title is. I don't give a shit. My point is that she's on my TV, and she's cute and likable and a good actress, and I don't know what the fuck happened. All I know is it wasn't just weed that happened to her. There's something else going on with that girl, and I hope she figures it out and flies right. Yesterday and Saturday, I did Benson movie interruptions of Too Fast, Too Furious, Hulk, and Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz with co-interrupters Charlie Hodge, Matt Bearden, Cameron Buchholz, Chris Kubis, Eric Krug, Brian Gutman, and for all three movies, Mr. Matt Myra, and I'll play the audio from the opening moments of all of those shows at the end of this info-packed mini-bone. Tomorrow night, for free, Los Angeles, the Doug Loves Movies taping at 7 o'clock at the UCB Theater will feature the return of two recent Leonard Maltin Game winners, Pete Holmes and Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Pete won in Chicago, Sam's been dominating in Los Angeles, so I'm going to bring them together and see what happens, plus another surprise guest or two. Also tomorrow, my new CD called Gateway Doug will be available in the comedy album section of iTunes or at douglovesmovies.com. Wednesday night, San Francisco, celebrate 7-10 day with me with a late show at the Punchline. Thursday, 7-11, free Slurpee day, Minneapolis, late night stand-up at Acme Comedy Club. And then Friday, 7-12, free Slurpee hangover day, I will be doing a Doug Loves Movies at the Varsity Theater at 8 o'clock with some terrific special guests. I'm very excited about it. Some people are flying in. It's going to be great. Saturday night, Los Angeles, Graham Elwood is headlining the Improv on Melrose, also known as the Melrose Improv, and I'll be doing a set and also standing in the parking lot after the show. So please join me. And on Sunday, Hook at CineFamily is sold out. It's going to be off the chain. But later that night, I think there's still some tickets available for the Sunday night Largo on La Cienega Doug Loves Movie Super Tournament of Championships, 9 p.m. with Maddie Bronger, Sammy Levine, and Johnny Hamm. go to largo-la.com and use discount code MOVIES for half-price tickets. Okay, sorry for all the plugs, but I got a lot of shit going on. A lot of shit that needs to be plugged. So now, here's the Benson Movie Interruptions in Austin, and I'm coming soon to Kansas City, like August soon. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody.
Let's do one more of it. You sit down here.
Thank you so much for coming to what is a weekend of interruptions of films that were in theaters, like people were suffering through these movies 10 years ago to this very day. And today, of course, the Benson movie interruption will be Too Fast, Too Furious. Yeah. Where they just tried to, you know, say, hey, we're going to fucking... It's going to be too fast and too furious. And the audience responded, you know what? You were correct on both counts. And the franchise almost died. But thank goodness for a motion picture called Tokyo Drift. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know the history of these movies very well. This one I vaguely remember, so I am excited to see it again on the big screen. What I have been told and argued with people about, the only Vin Diesel, 100% Vin Diesel free movie in the franchise is what I, how I understand it. And I'm going to prove it by sitting through it right now. And like I always do for these movie interruptions, I like to get three of the finest and funniest people that I can to help me in making the movie, not necessarily tearing the movie apart, but just pointing out its flaws in a humorous way. And to help me do that today are three of my favorites. Please welcome Matt Bearden, Charlie Hodge, and Matt Myra.
Here they come.
Yeah, it's from all the way from the back of the theater. The theater, of course, seats 2,000 people. And, yeah, thank you. So just slide in there, grab that mic, and then sit in an appropriate chair. And you can go that way, too. And then, Matt, have a seat over this way here, yeah.
You don't have to crawl under the thing? Wow.
It's going to be so fucking fast and furious,
what a
Doug.
Polite guest.
Number two.
That's Matt Myra, everybody. Let's hear for Matt. Flown in special. Flown in for this appearance.
They fly me places to sarcastically make fun of better-looking people.
Well, by they, I think you mean me, and I'm grateful that you came here. And
also, I paid for my flight ticket. But anyway.
I used the word reimbursed, but... The great thing about reimbursing people is you have to remember to do it. And then I just go, oh shit, I forgot. But I will. And I'm serious, I will. But also, you're going to be here tomorrow. We're doing two movies tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you live through Hulk in the afternoon...
Which I hope to do.
How excited are you for the evening movie, and why?
I'm super excited for the evening movie, which is Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, because a fat Skynet engineer named Chris Hardwick chews up some scenery, and then runs off set to drink more booze, and then goes back on set and says things. And I cannot wait to make fun of Chris Hardwick. If you look him up, if you look up Terminator 3 on IMDb, you'll see the premiere photos, and a very doughy Chris Hardwick is wearing a very shiny suit. It's really delightful.
Shiny goes well with doughy. It really
does. Yeah. Really, I really associate my wardrobe then. I have no idea.
So you're going to have fun ripping into him. And I came up with a fun idea. You know, normally texting is not allowed at the Outlaw Draft House or any respectable cinema.
Sure.
But during Rise of the Machines, I think when Chris Hardwick appears on screen, everyone in the audience should tweet at him directly. about how they're like, his Twitter will just blow up with, I'm watching you!
I can't wait.
Yeah, he'll be flattered and also probably a little scared.
He likes to think of that, Chris Hardwick, as his... Peter Hardwick. He thinks it's not canon. But I have to remind him, no, you were a drunken mess.
So, that's so nice of you to be there. That's my 13th step, is being reminded what a drunken mess he was.
Then he replaced booze with work. I love you, Chris.
Yeah, now he's a workaholic. Charlie Hodge is here, everybody. That's right. From Rose Center.
Hello.
We're going to be rubbing elbows, you and I.
Are we? Do you use eucalyptus?
I'm going to ignore that question because I'm excited about the one I'm about to ask you, which is, where do you stand on the Fast and Furious franchise? Are you a fan?
I watched the making of Fast and Furious, the new one, which
six.
Is six.
Uh-huh.
It's just regular six. They didn't get fancy with the numbers. And then I watched the last half of five recently. So I've seen a making of and a half of five. And I saw Triple X with Vin Diesel the other day, too.
That doesn't count at all.
It's the spirit is there.
Okay, so maybe during Too Fast, Too Furious, since it's Vin Diesel free, maybe you can just every once in a while suggest, Triple X wouldn't have let that happen. Triple X would have done, or Dominic Domino, whatever his name is.
Domino the Base?
Domino Dildo the Dedo. And Matt Bearden is here, everybody.
Yay, Doug Bouncey, thank you.
These two guys, of course, are Austin radio comedian friends of mine, of which I have developed a few over the years. And some other folks will be joining me for tomorrow's movies. But I'm glad that you're here today.
Keep it a secret.
Yeah, I totally keep it a secret. I'm going to just learn out of the bag and announce that I'll be doing all three. But other than that...
But I flew in, guys. I didn't just drive here.
You just drive over.
Yeah, it's been like, hey, I'm going to get in my car. I had to actually go to my
like
car.
Local phenom, Matt Bearden.
I walked here.
Monday through Friday.
I want Matt to tell the audience what he decided to do this weekend.
I decided to repaint my house the exterior.
Wait, you wanted to bring your boring lobby conversation to the audience waiting to see the most exciting movie that starts with the two?
Well, it's the opposite of Fast and Furious, is paint drying. I just find it amazing that he just decided, the beginning of July is the best time in Austin, Texas to do anything outside.
I don't make good decisions, man.
Well, I mean, absolutely.
If you want to pass out in some paint, this is the perfect time to do it.
There's no painting even happening. Now I'm just scraping and thinking, what the fuck have I done?
That's what she said.
Happening right now.
He got in a really good time, what she said.
Yeah.
I hope he gets in more of them during the movie.
Oh, he will.
What? Oh, yeah, that is you.
Fist bump.
Okay, so to warm up the crowd, I brought something. It wasn't this. This part wasn't crowd warm-up. This was more of a sound check, and I think all our mics are not feeding back off of each other, right?
Seashells.
I think we're
seashells.
Good
seashells.
Sounds good.
And Matt Beard has never seen... KLBJ is the radio
never...
station.
I've never seen a single one of the Fast and Furious franchises.
This is your...
Yeah, I still haven't seen any of the Die Hard movies, which always makes you upset.
Can you stab someone with this tiny pin?
I don't know why people always get angry about it. It seems like people would be excited if they'd want to turn me on to things, but instead... We live in a culture now where people just like to go boo instead of trying to be helpful and walk me across the goddamn street.
Instead of scraping your house of paint, you could be in air conditioning watching the Die Hard movies.
Yeah, you could be watching one and then just go ahead and watch one.
That's how we won the war. Yeah, exactly. That's how we won the war, was watching movies.
Now, if Die Hard existed, the war would have been over much faster.
I don't know.
You can't prove you're wrong, assholes.
You guys are really winning over this crowd, calling them assholes, telling them painting stories. I don't know how you do it. The fist bump thing with them over every time. But this is going to be, I think it's going to be a delightful experience, and I don't think you need to know anything about the Fast and Furious 1 to understand this one. Other than maybe Paul Walker is a...
He's a police officer who likes to drive fast cars.
The only thing I know about this is that the running time is 207 minutes, which seems a little more than you need.
There is no way in hell that the running time of this movie is 207 minutes.
I mean, that's great, isn't it?
You know how long 207 minutes is?
It's
120
hours.
Minutes is 2 hours.
Right, so it's over 3 hours.
Well over 3 hours.
That's how long
that
it's
is not the case. Maybe you're thinking of Magnolia.
I am so relieved right now.
He's thinking of so Two Cloud, Two Atlas.
Fist bump. Let's start the movie. I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll stay tuned to the very end because I think the credits are important. Oh, and also we're going to show several of my 5-second films to really fire up the crowd. Hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is the Benson Movie Interruption Road version, where I take movies to, this is one of the first cities that we've done it in, Austin, Texas, I should mention, and Alamo Drafthouse Ritz downtown. How you guys doing? 420? 420-ish. Thank you for coming to see Hulk. Not the Hulk, not the Incredible Hulk, just Hulk, the most aptly named piece of garbage. Ang Lee is a very serious and most often successful filmmaker. Like, if Hulk had just been in a boat with a tiger, he might have had 4 feet made love to a cowboy in the mountains. Anything else but what he does in this movie, which includes fighting a giant poodle. Yes, it's true. The most dramatic superhero movie of all time with the silliest fight sequence of all time. And we're going to do it, you guys. It's over 2 hours long. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes long. And the Benson Movie Interruption tradition is that we actually sit through the credits and comment on those. So if you guys have had enough and you just want to get out of here, I will not be sad if I turn around after it's over and you're all gone. One thing I just want to point out before bringing my guest out to my co-interrupters, if you will, is that this movie, when it was being filmed, Nick Nolte got arrested for a DUI, and his mugshot was how he appears in this film, which is crazy shirt, crazy hair, scientist, right, in the movie. And yet no one at the time said, oh, that's how he looks in the movie he's shooting right now. They all just made him look like a complete lunatic. He's only half a lunatic because he, you know, got arrested for driving drunk and didn't take off his Hulk wig. But so that's a source of, I find that fascinating. And so does one of my guests, because I busted that news out to him last night and he was blown away by it while we were doing another podcast. A gentleman named Harmar Superstar was in town last night doing a show, and we did his podcast. And it's, what's it called? He'll know. Let me get my guests out here. Please welcome Brian Gutman, Chris Cubis, and Matt Myra. Two local comedy phenoms. And Matt Myra.
I'm going to write something down on that in a second. I'm
going to order some food here in a second, Matt. Go that way, and then you guys slip in that way there and grab your microphones. Matt Myra, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, hi, everybody.
You, of course, were here with us yesterday for Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious, All Aboard.
Yeah, they forgot to put that in the title.
It's in the director's cut.
Yeah. That was just like why I think after that one, they were just like, we gotta keep this franchise alive. Fuck it, let's go to Tokyo.
If you haven't ever rewatched Too Fast, Too Furious, just take notes if you want to make car chases look non-exciting.
They do a pretty good job of that.
And everyone's talking to themselves. Anyway, we're here for the Hulk.
Yeah, there's a lot of dialogue in cars.
The car is driven by single persons with nobody else in the car with them. They say a lot of things.
Yeah, they got a lot of faces.
It's kind of more like just watching people play video games by themselves. Oh, look out! Oh, I'll get your ass!
Which arguably is more exciting.
Well, what were you going to say?
I was going to correct myself because I accidentally referred to this as Donald.
Yeah, don't fuck around. It's just Hulk. Like I said to people, I'm interrupting Hulk. And they go, which one? Hulk! Fucking idiot!
I'm just here in the movies to see Hulk fight Tiny. It's great. Fuck you guys. You like it.
It's got some great parts. Who here is a fan of this version of Hulk?
Don't raise your hand.
Yeah, don't raise your hands, we can't see. It's dark in here. But somebody clap back there.
Ang Lee, is that you?
Sorry, Jennifer Connelly.
Good job with Lynn Pye, not Jennifer Connelly.
Chris Cubis is here, everybody. What did you interrupt with me before? Did we do something?
First time, but you've been on
Douglas Movies a couple times.
I believe.
You were on the recent Dallas episode.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was fun.
You murdered. That game, I rocked that. Tournament of Champions. Negative one and a win.
You're in. Yeah, you're in the tournament. Thanks for reminding me.
I'm reminding you. I'm going to let you slide. I'll see you in the tournament, motherfucker.
I got mine. You gave Reggie Watts the slot. And where do you stand on Hulk? Have you've seen it?
I've seen it. I tried to rewatch it, but I found out I was interrupting it, and I was like 30 minutes in, and I hadn't seen the Hulk yet, and I was like, ugh, this is gonna be hard. It's gonna be a rough one. But I think I got it.
You got it.
I get the point. At some point, he's gonna get big and green, and then it'll break stuff. I don't know. There's not a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you didn't really need to do any research for this. I apologize. You don't have to watch the movie first. Because in the Vince movie interruption, it's all improvised, and sometimes it's pretty fun to have someone that hasn't seen the movie going, what is going on? Why is this happening? And Brian Gutman is here, everybody. Right. Also,
please calm down.
Vocal favorite of mine. Because Crowell's bringing into a frenzy, mostly because of his hat. It's the legend of Bagger Vance wear. And, did you like the Hulk? Just Hulk? Sorry.
It's a hard character to get in the movie, I feel like.
Well, he's perfect. Maybe it's because he's not the whole movie, but in the Avengers, they did it perfect, you know?
Yeah, they finally
Ruffalo
did,
was right? Really good. He had a sense of humor. He wasn't so serious.
And he also, he looked good on the screen. Like, they actually nailed
that.
I mean, I was like, damn.
Yeah. That's on my gay list. No money for that spin green shit. Oh wait, you mean Mark Ruffalo when he's normal, or when he was Hulk?
I just meant Mark. Yeah.
But yeah, and that's one upside to this version of Hulk is I bet you they'll never use the word Tesseract. But just as an extra bonus, because I appreciate you guys paid here, it's a hot day outside, so I guess the air conditioning's nice, but still, you came indoors to nerd out on this, what is clearly not a particularly good movie. And so I brought, as somewhat of a consolation prize, for the first 30 or so people who leave before it's over. For everyone who's angry, Matt's leaving right now. For everyone who doesn't want to stay for the whole thing, there's copies of a poster with my face on them. It says Slug Life from my last album. And my new album, Gateway Doug, comes out on Tuesday.
Now, Doug, I just want to make sure you went to the trouble of not signing those posters, right? Yeah,
of course I went to the trouble of not signing them. It took a lot of effort. I love signing things. And I had to really, restrain myself to not sign all of these posters. But if you hang around in the alley out back with one after, I'll sign it for you. Because that's where I'll be. Prepping for Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Yesterday, though, we saw a lady take a leak in the alley.
She was
my mom doing?
She was not
my mom.
It wasn't by the way, but she didn't even, no squatting, no pretense, just like, I'm just going to stand here and pee, you know, with her. It was kind of a sexy pose, except for peeing.
There is an epilogue to that story.
Did you run into her again later?
Ran into her again today, and she wanted a dollar. She was wearing the same dress that she had on before. And all of the smallest denomination I could find was a 10. So I gave her $10. And then she ran away.
Oh, you can't spoil our whole life like that.
A rebate or something.
I gave a 20 to a couple, and I'm
giving
so much fucking money to the homeless here. You're welcome. I'm keeping them here. Listen, I'm from LA. We have plenty. I gave a money to $20 to a homeless couple. The clincher was that the guy was going to show me his wife's colostomy bag.
You stopped him with the 20?
I said, how about I give you $20 if we don't do that, you guys go get some pizza and maybe empty out the bag.
If I were him, I would have been like, make it quarter, I'm showing you the bag. All right, well, people that don't give money to people with colostomy bags are a shithead. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Benson Movie Interruption. We've shown two really stinky ones yesterday and today at the 420 matinee, so I hope everybody was good and blazed for those and had some laughs at the expense of some filmmaking that not only doesn't hold up, but didn't hold up the second it came out. Like Hulk is unreleasable, in my opinion, and yet there it was somewhere 10 years ago. But there was another movie 10 years ago in the summertime that actually I remember pretty fondly. I think they did a good job. It's got a sexy robot in it. And, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, then it's got a lady robot who's not too bad. And wasn't the young actor in this movie, hasn't he had, like, troubles with the law? Or is he dead or something? What happened to that guy? He's dead? He's a junkie, okay. I like the way that guy, he's a junkie! Yeah, poor guy. And so we'll have some fun with that today. Every time he comes on screen. And if you haven't been to a Benson Movie Interruption, the premise is that I sit in the front row with some friends of mine, we have microphones, and we just make jokes during the movie. It's completely improvised, and as you will find out, some of us have different experiences with the movie in the past. One of us may have not seen it at all. I haven't had a chance to ask everybody. So please give a big warm welcome to my co-interrupters, Eric Krug, Cameron Buchholz, and Matt Myra! There's been absolutely no learning curve on getting down here quicker. They just start from the very top and back of the theater. As soon as I say, sounds like I'm giving you an intro, right? Let's talk to Matt first. Matt Myra, everybody.
We're going to do this. You know what's funny? It's Nick Saul, junkie. Eddie Furlong, junkie. Christian Bale, probably going to be a junkie. It's the curse of the John Connor role.
Oh, okay.
I just invented it.
How's Michael Biehn doing?
He's not John Connor.
But
he's John Connor's dad.
Okay. Fair enough.
My logic is sound.
It is. I was trying to go for more of the one actor in each film is cursed. But you know, Michael Biehn's doing great. I just saw him the other day. Trainer Joe's. Eric Krug is here, everybody. Local phenom. Fun times. Love him. Where do you stand on Terminator 3, sir?
It's wonderfully awful. I've seen it before.
It's wonderfully awful?
It's wonderfully awful.
Okay.
It's like, it's basically just like the other two, only it's not good.
That's an interesting take on it. Very scholarly.
This is a very
We don't have to, you know, that's part of the fun of this, is we don't have to debate it during the movie, whether it's good or bad. We just make our jokes individually and see what happens. But I love that you call it wonderfully awful, because Hulk was not that. It was just flat out awful. And Cameron Buchholz is here, everybody. Another great local fan comic by way of Oklahoma City, where we just did our annual Doug Benson Day show.
Fantastic success every year.
Super fun, yeah. But next year I want to do a Douglas Movies there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Don't be jealous, Austin. I do them here all the time. Probably during Fantastic Fest in September. And for anyone listening to the podcast aspect of this, because I always record this part of the show, we're going to do some at the Alamo Draft House in Kansas City. In I think in August we're going to do some of these, some more 10-year anniversary screenings. Because, you know, how old were you, Cameron, when this movie came out 10 years ago?
I think I was 15.
15, and so you liked it.
I enjoyed it when I was 15, yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw it with my dad, and we both probably enjoyed it.
Yeah, so here's your chance to, you know, realize how dumb you were when you were 15.
I wasn't fully aware of that. But...
Or you could say I nailed it. Because
yeah,
you know, I was 10 years younger when I saw Hulk. And I was still old enough at that time to know how awful it was.
Actually, all the way here, I was talking to my dad on the phone, and I told him where I was coming, and he was like, "I'm watching that movie right now on the sci-fi channel." So they did it this afternoon.
Well, apologies to everyone who paid to be here. I couldn't just watch it on the sci-fi channel with the swear words taken out and commercials and. And the one thing I wanted to mention, Matt Meyer was, of course, very excited about watching this movie again on the big screen because his cohort, co-worker, boss, whatever you call him.
A little bit of everything.
A little of all those things. Mr. Chris Hardwick is in this movie.
Yes, he is.
He's got, doesn't he have, like, walking and talking scenes? Like, isn't it like...
Yeah, he's got a couple walking talks.
Yeah. It's like West Wing, but they're talking about robots.
It's a Joey Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, he's Joey, and it's... You know, a different guy than he is now, looks wise or whatever, because he's cleaned up.
Yeah.
He's cleaned up his life and become a mogul.
He's not drinking, he's working.
He's an entertainment mogul. You can't be fat and be, you know.
What's fun is we're going to see this guy on the screen. This doughy guy playing a bit part in this movie, and then we're all going to be like, oh my god, he's technically an executive in Legendary Pictures now.
He's, you know, we're both fatter than he was then.
I'm much skinnier than I was on this weekend.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Good job, Connor. So when... We have a request for you guys, Matt and I. I know that the Alamo Draft House does not approve of texting or tweeting during motion pictures, but we're lifting that ban for this one screening. So during, whenever Chris Hardwick appears on screen, get into your Twitter account and type in @Nerdist, NERDIST, and say something nice, something shitty. The point is just that I want to inundate his feed with 200 people commenting about a movie that he did 10 years ago. Go ahead and line it up and type it in right now if you need to. And then just hit send as soon as you see Chris Hardwick. We'll be sure to point it out in case you don't notice him. And other than that,
I'm excited.
I am too. We'll see what happens. It'll at least be fun to read later. It's like, you know, when you give a bunch of people your yearbook to sign, and then you don't wait. You wait. You open it up later when they're all gone, and then you see all the dicks on your faces.
Yes. How much fun to have a great summer with these dicks drawn.
Yeah, in you. That's good. That's a good drawing if they're drawn in you, or you have a good imagination.
A little bit of both.
Okay. Please enjoy. The Benson movie interruption of T3: Rise of the Machines.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room